is a celebrity authority show. Please welcome your host, Sam Corcoran.
Well, here we are in the studio again. Super excited about today's interview. We have Alexandra Andre here, who is a keynote speaker and marketing coach. Alexandra, welcome to
Thank
the
you,
Celebrity
Sam.
Authority
it's wonderful
Show.
Wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Andrea, look, the most important thing here, first of all, you came all the way up from Melbourne and we appreciate that, which is really, really awesome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit more about you being a marketing coach. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, sure. So I've got a career in marketing for various sized businesses and wonderful brands. And I actually launched my own business about 2.5 years ago called Marketing Energized. And I call myself a coach because I believe in helping, not just advising and telling people what to do, but actually helping them every step along the way. Mm. And the energizing bit is, I think the energy we bring to everything we do is just so critical.
Yeah.
So as a marketing coach, I've worked with close to 40 different businesses over the last couple of years. And I'm all about energizing them for the impact they can have with their employees and all the customers they reach. And I just love it. It's by far the most rewarding job I've had,
yeah,
founding
great.
My own business. It's fantastic. Yeah.
So this whole area around impact, you know, I understand that you are all about making impact in the
mm-hmm.
world.
Mm-hmm.
And also you've got a really inspiring story, and also you're a bit of a fitness junkie.
I'm actually
as well.
Back next weekend to do the Sydney Marathon.
Oh, really?
Good. Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us about your story in getting into the fitness space.
Yeah, sure. So I've always loved running. Actually, my first childhood memory from running was when I was about 3. It was a wet day and I took my shoes off to run cross country barefoot. Mm. And I've always loved running. I did a marathon in 2008, then injured myself for the next couple of years. And then I found myself with a new perspective on life, and I signed up to an Ironman, which is pretty ridiculous event. It's actually...
Oh, well, yeah, tell me more about what exactly is an Ironman? What does that mean? We've heard of it before, but what exactly is it?
Yeah, sure. So it's a big one-day endurance event, arguably the toughest one-day sporting event in the world. It's a big, big swim. It's a 3.8K swim, 180Ks on the bike, followed by a marathon, a 42K run. It's technically ridiculous. I absolutely, absolutely concur with that.
Yeah.
So really big event. And I found myself toying with the idea of signing up, but it wasn't until a really good friend of mine was diagnosed with myeloma that I decided to bite the bullet and just realised how short life was and thought, actually, you know what? I'm fit and healthy. Why don't I want to give one of these a shot? So I signed up.
Okay.
And along the journey, trained and, you know, everything. And then sadly that really good friend of mine, Mads, he passed away 10 months after he was diagnosed and left a beautiful wife and a little boy, Ollie, behind.
Oh, mate.
And the day he died, I decided I'd focus on what I could do. And what I could do was dedicating that Ironman to my friend Mads. And the purpose and passion that was ignited in me to train for that event was like something I've never felt before. And it was the most incredible day, and it was a life-changing day for me. And I did it in a little over 12 hours, actually 12 hours, 12 minutes and 12 seconds, which is ironically a similar date to Ollie's birthday, which is quite incredible. And since that day, that's become a really pivotal day for me because I realised more than just me untapping some of my own potential and just what I was capable of, it was about the impact I could have on those around me. To see the impact I had on Mads's family and feel the impact I still feel today, that they've had on me and my friend Mads continues to have on me. It's just incredible. And I've now just developed such a passion. I want to share what I've discovered, this notion of infinite impact, as far and wide as I can.
So, Alexandra, first of all, you know, you're such an inspiring person, you know, for someone to dedicate, you know, a massive endurance race to a friend and a loved one and just doing that, you know, for the heart of it and for the compassion of it, it's just extraordinary. So we acknowledge you and that's just amazing.
Mm.
So tell us more about this infinite impact that you're talking about.
Yeah, so infinite impact. It's more than just impact. It's so infinite is something that it outlasts a lifetime. It's something that flows on like a ripple effect from one person to the next and many beyond that. You know, you could, and it doesn't have to be dedicating an Ironman. It can be the simplest of gestures. It might be smiling at a stranger and watching them smile back.
That's great.
It might be asking a friend how they are, actually listening to the answer. There's so many little gestures each and of us can, and every one of us can do. We all have hundreds of opportunities each and every day to have an impact on those around us through the choices we make or don't make, how we make people feel or not feel. So I guess infinite impact for me, this notion, is really about bringing realization to helping others discover what I've discovered, and then making choices in their lives as to how they can have more impact without knowing how far and wide it'll reach. You'll never know. I'm going to help little Ollie do, he's five now, and I promise.
So Ollie is the son.
Mads. Son. Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. And he, I've promised to him I'll help him do an Ironman one day, and I will. I hope I'm not too old. And he said to me the other day that that'll be really tough. I said, yes, Ollie, it's all right, we'll get there. So, yeah, the notion of infinite impact is really, I think it's something that a lot of us are blind to.
Do you think everyone can have infinite impact in the world, or is it just really the people that want to go out and achieve significant things? Is everyone capable of it?
Everyone already is having an impact in the world.
Yeah.
They actually don't know. Or they might. A lot of them might not realise.
But it's not always positive.
It's not always positive. Yeah. It can be good and bad. Okay. Absolutely. Through the choices we're making or not making. Totally. So my passion is about bringing realisation to the fact that what you do makes a difference, because it does. So let's have more of it. Let's have more of it. And realising that, what you do can actually have a bad impact as well.
Yeah.
And it might change someone's life and head them on a whole different journey.
So for any listeners out there that, let's say, for example, they want to make an infinite impact in the world, what is something that they could do in order for them to, make this infinite impact in a positive way? Is it what you're saying, just smiling more on the street, or is it doing an Ironman for someone?
Yeah, look, there's lots of different opportunities. I've actually developed, there's a couple of things that helped me I didn't realise at the time, but reflecting on later, I've come up with four key areas. One is just, it starts with you. Just be yourself. And believe what you do makes a difference, because it does. And I've seen it firsthand.
Yeah.
So be yourself. The next bit is really around focusing on what you can do. There's plenty we can't do. Just let go of that. For me, when my friend died, Mads, I would have brought him back in a heartbeat. I couldn't do that. But what I could do was focus on dedicating my Ironman to him.
Because not everyone could do an Ironman, but still do something that
and
we can.
And with that, absolutely. So focus on what you can do, because there's always something you can do.
Yeah.
And the other aspect is about opening your eyes to seeing the impact you have on those around you, and allowing your hearts to receive the amazing impact others around you are just waiting to give you.
That's great.
And then make choices. Yeah. Based on that, make choices to share, to act in different ways that you can.
And that's the fourth one, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Choice. Yep, yeah. So the choices you make.
Alexandra, look, that really, really great methodology that you've shared with us there to really help anyone to make an infinite impact. And the reality is, when we are making an infinite impact, it makes us feel great.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm. And it's that flowing both ways, seeing the impact you're having on others and allowing that impact to come in. And I've experienced just how incredibly powerful it can be, absolutely.
Alexandra, we were so blessed with you coming here in the studio, and we absolutely thank you so much. But before you go, we always have this little segment at the end of our interviews, and it's called 60 questions, or should I say 10 questions in 60 seconds.
Wow.
Challenge. So, Alexandra, do you accept the challenge?
I accept the challenge, sir.
All right, your time starts now. Favourite colour?
Red.
Favourite food?
Chocolate.
Oh, I liked it. A little dark. Or
energy
chocolate. Yep. Yep. Favourite celebrity?
Sam Cawthorn.
Ah, oh, well, thank you. Favourite actor?
Nicole Kidman.
Ah, oh, yeah. Great Australian actor.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's brilliant.
Favourite professional speaker?
I've already said Sam Cawthorn. You're my favourite.
Thank you.
You're good, Sam. You're very good.
Favourite book?
I'm reading Grit at the moment, and I'm loving it.
Who wrote that?
Grit. Angela Duckworth.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Favourite movie?
Oh, not my favourite, but Top Gun comes to mind.
Top Gun. Favourite city?
Melbourne.
Yeah, I don't agree. Favourite drink?
Favourite drink. Vodka.
Favourite pizza topping?
Pizza topping, Hawaiian.
And Alexandra, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
I would be a lion.
Why a lion?
Because a lion is graceful, It can roar and it's got such strength about it.
And they're the king of the jungle.
Yeah, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, Fred. Thank you so much for coming here into the Celebrity Authority Show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Thanks, Sam.